You coming home?
Yeah, we're on our way a little bit.
Grab us some ice cream before you come home?
Probably not.
Worth a try, though, I guess.
Good try, dude. Good try.
Hey, you know, I could push for a cookie, too.
You have a car and a bank account.
This is true. However, you owe me $1.43 because the $20 you gave me did not cover the cavity.
Hey, grab $2 of quarters from the shelf in the cup, and we'll call it square.
Or while you're out, you could spend like the tiny bit of time getting a cookie. Chick-fil-A has great cookies.
If only someone worked there still and they could have free cookies.
Well, I would still not be able to get free cookies, or whoever worked there wouldn't be able to, even if they did work there.
Love you, dude.
Well,
see you soon.
Was in the movie.
What?
What did you say?
Seuss was in the movie.
Seuss.
Wait, like the voice actor, or just like
the
actual Seuss popped up?
Voice actor.
Oh, I love Seuss. But okay, now I regret not going because I love Seuss.
It's already
recording. I don't think he was a big character.
It's been recording.
All right. We are recording a podcast now, Willis. You are now part of the podcast.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Remember two things, podcast. In the movie Star Wars, any Star Wars movie, the person who plays the Force is Chuck Norris. And the second thing is I want a cookie.
Love you, Dan. See you soon.
Noted.
Chuck Norris is the recording man.
Yes, it's been recording since into the phone call.
That is exciting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you are listening to the Car Ride Home, and we have Jeremiah, we have myself, Rachel, and Georgia is also in the car. She's our teenage daughter.
Well,
and
she's unmiked at the moment.
She's unmiked, but she may express herself.
Yes,
I'm very loud.
We just came out of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem.
Yes, Mutant Mayhem. Seth Rogen joined a bunch of other people. Giving it my initial, because we're not going to have a long podcast this time. Initial thoughts right away are it was better than expected. Not as funny as I was expecting, though.
Really? I was laughing a ton.
Yeah, there was definitely funny spots. I was expecting a little bit more like wall-to-wall, just funny humor. What I got was just a good movie. So, take one with the other.
There were two Attack on Titan references.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
So
George's face lit up.
I thought they did a great job of really, these are teenage boys. It was like, because even like with them in the smartphones and their bunks and like going in the school and be like, oh my God, I totally have to sign up for improv club. And the humor was great and they riffed on that quite a bit. So
these are people I know.
That's right. And that says something. Yeah, Georgia said these are people she knows and from high school pretty much.
A couple of things that stand out right away is Jackie Chan voicing Master Splinter, whose English is spot on at the moment now. Mm-hmm. Like, wow. Talk about someone who's really worked on it, too. And what they did, there was a Master Splinter fight. This is all full spoilers, by the way. We'll do that at the beginning. It's like, this is not... For the 8 people that have listened to this, full spoilers. It's a choreographed Master Splinter fight that's a Jackie Chan fight.
Yes.
He's totally doing the Jackie Chan moves. He's using the environment around him. It's funny, but it's more action than fun. Like funny, like humor. It was really well done.
The animation style is interesting because it's definitely like it's animated but kind of sketch
and kind of graffiti.
It's
basically.
Really cool, yeah. And you notice that right out the gate with the Paramount or opening.
Just the opening logo.
Yeah, but it was really good. I don't know. I am trying to think too. Like I did definitely. We're looking up like voices of people too. I think you'll recognize. Let's talk about the soundtrack.
Soundtrack is banging. Banging soundtrack. Unlike Transformers Beast thingies, this is a banging soundtrack with a really good movie. Now,
that was an okay movie with an epic soundtrack.
Right.
So
yeah.
They kind of equal out.
They kind of do. But two movies this summer with some banger killer soundtracks. It was awesome. Contemporary, classic, hip hop. Pop music.
He-Man song.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called. I just know the He-Man song.
Right. just totally a fun ride, start to finish. It didn't feel a little slow or long in the tooth. It felt like it was the right length,
like right pacing as well. And I thought they did a really good job writing it. And then I mean, and they have a montage in there, which of course you always have to have a montage in an action movie.
Even Rocky had a montage.
Yeah, it was great. I love that the character development on all four turtles. They did a great job, I thought, doing the backstory and exposition. I mean, they weave it right into the story, and oh my gosh.
They make a joke about it too. So they make a meta style joke about it.
And also, as parents, there's so much to relate to in that. Like, he's like, fine, I tell you the long version.
Yeah.
As a punishment. I was like, that's right.
So that was, I mean, it was funny, but I think it was more of a good movie than it was a funny movie. That was my point from earlier.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, having popcorn in my throat causing me to cough. No stars for that. But having April O'Neil as, what was your thought about having April O'Neil as a high schooler, not a professional reporter?
Well, I liked it because, I mean, you could tell they're obviously kind of ushering in, you know, this is the universe they're working in. So you've got the turtles are ninja, but they've never fought before. So they're kind of on their, this is like them getting started into crime fighting. And then it makes sense, like, to say, okay, well, they're teenagers and she is too. I mean, maybe they're kind of growing up together and they're, you know, I liked that whole.
I totally like that. I like notion. It too.
Yeah.
I think it's better to have a teenage human high school reporter along Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy when she's an adult. Because that's just.
Yeah, because she's hanging out with teenage, you know, they're turtles, but they are teenagers. So
it was pedophilia, basically.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So I am not a huge turtle lore fan. I was aging out of it when it kind of hit its peak, so I was kind of like beyond that in, you know, I was in high school basically when it hit its peak. I was aware of it. Casey Jones.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of turtle fans, turtle heads that are out there who love Casey Jones. We saw how many Casey Jones cosplayers at Denver Comic Con thing this year? Five or six? Jones? He's the hockey player. He's got, wears a hockey mask, vigilante guy.
Yeah, he's like a human. Arr. Human. Yeah, vigilante,
the
crime fighter.
Halloween costume for many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so in not being in there, obviously, you know, the end credit scene, or the end mid credit scene, whatever, just the coda, I think what we would call that, is setting up Shredder.
Yeah.
And I'm so hyped for that.
Yeah. Who's going to voice Shredder?
It could be anyone. They have Mr. Beast and Alex Hurley.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Statscast, but, you know.
Yeah.
Just real quick, because we're on our way home. I want to get this in here. Who do you fan cast? This is fan casting now. The voice of Shredder.
Ooh.
Christopher Judge, obviously.
Oh, man.
Christopher Judge.
It's kind of hard.
Should be every character.
What they would do, though, being Seth Rogen and the comedy troupe around them.
It's not Christopher Judge.
It'll be like Michael Cera or something. Oh, they'll just have a voice like, hey, man.
I don't know. I know. I'm like, I can't think. Should be Owen Wilson. Wow.
Wow.
do we have ratings? Do y'all want to rate it?
Let's rate it before we get too close to home.
At least.
Eight what?
Yeah, units of measure.
Eight slices of pizza from Georgia for her rating.
Yes, 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. This is all out of 10. What about you, Owen?
All right, I'm thinking of my rating, and I'm also trying to think of like a unit of measure.
I think I'm also going to give it an 8. 8 out of 10 on-camera pukes.
Ah, you stole mine, dude.
You can have it, too. You don't have to have your own.
No, it's fine. I got to think of something else now.
You're too slow.
I'll say 8.5 out of 10 mutant animal appendages.
Oh!
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, because...
Went dark.
That part of the movie, I'm like, whoa. Which somebody...
That's
a direct quote, actually.
Whoa. Anyway.
Anyway.
Moving on to now, a little segment we like to call, who's your favorite turtle?
Oh.
Raph, obviously.
Because of the rage?
Yeah,
no,
but
he's
you.
Just better.
But you identify with Donatello, though. Old Donnie and you.
Yeah.
Donnie and you
were
like,
I found
we're
my
the
people.
Same person, but I like Raphael better.
So, okay, there you go. Who's your favorite turtle, and who's the turtle that you are? So for Georgia, loves Raph, and she is Donatello.
That is true. Very accurate.
I am Leonardo.
You wish.
And I like Leonardo.
Wow.
Wow, wow, wow.
Wow. I know. Wow. I'm not very exciting, but there you go.
Dad,
what about you?
You are Raph.
I am Raph.
Out of them, you are Raph.
Oh, I've always liked Mikey.
That's Willis. Willis is Mikey, and
I know.
He likes Mikey.
And he is.
He just won.
Exactly.
But really,
so
you're Splinter. So.
What are your thoughts about Rocksteady and Bebop not being Shredder henchmen?
I'm not too truly invested in the lore. Y'all, the last time I saw or had any Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in my life was seeing the movie from the 80s.
No, we did play the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles
but she didn't play with the
video game.
I didn't play it.
Oh, you shouldn't play it.
No,
because she's bad.
I know. Oh, but Rocksteady and Bebop are bad guys in that game and in the main lore.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I liked it. I like that they vibe. I like that they were just chill.
Yeah.
But
yeah. I did not particularly care for Master Splinter just being a rat turned into a, you know, mutant rat. I did like, from what I remember of like the old cartoons, where he was a kung fu dude basically turned into a rat because he got mixed with a rat with the ooze.
I kind of like the rat story better.
You know, I bet you I'm in the minority for sure.
I like that the way they learned kung fu was basically through the internet.
That's so real.
That was so real. They
YouTubed it basically.
Yeah, but it's all time too. I mean, there's so many references that are so current in the now, and so they really did
right.
And pay attention.
I was surprised by the Attack on Titan references because there's genocide in that.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
However. You know, I've never watched it, so I don't really know. And that's just the way it is. What did you guys think about, like, this and Across the Spider-Verse using live-action scenes and photos and pictures and things? Like, all the YouTubes that they were watching were, like, YouTubes.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I liked it. I mean, it...
No, that just makes sense.
It does. I mean, it's like, okay, they're in our world, so they're seeing the same things we will see. We see.
Yeah, my comment on that is, why haven't they been doing that all the time?
Yeah.
Because it's not animated? Like, forget that.
It just doesn't work.
Yeah. I don't know.
Super stormy over
pretty good.
Here.
So we all give it 8s?
Hey, I did an 8.5.
8.5.
A little bit more. A little more great right there.
So if you liked it just a little bit better than this, but an 8 is, you know, pretty great. You know what I mean?
It's very enjoyable. Like, I
highly recommend seeing it.
I do too. It's very fun. I think kids will find it fun.
Yeah. Is it one of those?
It's set for a specific group of people. It's not a small group of people, but it's specific, I feel like.
Yeah. Here's a shout out to an old thing that we used to watch all the time, Spill.com.
Mm-hmm.
They would do animated reviews and stuff, like flash animations. And 15 years ago.
Yeah. It was the only way we watched the Oscars was because they would listen to it. And
anyway,
yeah.
So we're almost home, so I got to go through this. They would have a different ratings, you know, some old BS, F this, or like, you know, full price, matinee, rental.
That's right.
You know, they had that kind of thing. I kind of want to steal that a little bit. Do you need to see this in theaters? I would say no.
I say
but
no.
But it's a good experience. If you go with a bunch of people that have turtle lore and like are turtle fans, maybe. But I think like something like Oppenheimer and Barbie were like theater experiences. Everyone was wearing pink. People were shouting at the, you know, at the screen after monologues and things. This one was really good. If you have a good home theater system or even a decent sound bar with a subwoofer, really what all you would need.
Yeah.
And a way to watch it at home, you could wait and just crank up the bass and crank up the soundtrack and have a good time.
It was very good times. But all right, well, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, we are pulling up to the curb. This has been the car ride home, and See you guys on the next time we're riding home from a movie.
Oh, quick, before we go, we didn't do a ride home on Beck because we were tired. It was like midnight because the show went long. It was awesome. There was a double rainbow. And if you see Beck, anywhere is awesome, but Beck at Red Rocks is phenomenal.
Yeah, just if you have an opportunity to see Beck, just go see him. That's all. That's all you need to know.
And with that, we're out.
Okay, bye.